T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour.
And as Apollo 11 does its roll program, this podcast now does its roll program. The tape is rolling. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Grant Cameron, and you're listening to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. Thank you for taking time from your life to be here.
Today on the podcast, I get a reading from Reverend Lori Weaver. I was very interested in Lori because of two things. Number one, she had discussed the fact that she had an experience at Mount Shasta. And I've written two books on Mount Shasta. One was UFOs and Portals at Mount Shasta. And the other book I wrote was UFOs, an encounter with non-ordinary at Mount Shasta. And she had had an experience. I wanted to talk to her about that. I also wanted to talk to her about channeling. I have proposed a DNA experiment to produce hard evidence of channeling, which will be reproducible hard evidence. And so far, we have nobody who's willing to play the game. We've got the trans-channelers who are ready, but we need some people in between to actually run the experiment. And I'm pretty sure it's going to work. But she does trans channeling. So I wanted to talk about trans channeling. She offered to do a reading for me. And so the part one of this podcast will be the reading that Lori does for me. And during the reading, she actually does light language. We got into a bunch of other subjects. She has light language, and that was another thing that I proposed doing hard testing on, MRI testing. I had a scientist at a university that was going to do this to check these people who do light language, and they wanted $60,000 to do the testing. So that sort of all fell apart. But today you'll hear Lori do the channeling for me, and in part two, which I will be doing next week, I will be interviewing Lori, and we'll go through her experience at Mount Shasta, what she encountered there, her interpretation of what channeling is all about, and other paranormal phenomena, plus all the other talents that she has related to the paranormal. So enjoy this. It's very interesting, but it's not quite as interesting as next week when I get into talking to her about her personal experience. Yeah, usually I have an assistant that does this for me. Now I have to do it myself. So I get a little.
That's all right. You got this. You got this. Okay. So today is March the 8th, 2024. And this is Reverend Judy Weaver. And I'm here with Grant. So the way that I like to start every session, end every session, is in a prayer, because I want to go ahead and bring in the highest and best. And as I go through this process, I will go ahead and give you guidance and information that I am getting. You may ask questions along the way. I will do some healing work, and I will do some trance work with you. Okay?
Beautiful.
So here we go. Blessings of love, blessings of light, blessings of grace, and blessings of peace. Heavenly Father, Great Spirit, we come before you upon this day, lifting your beautiful, precious Son into your arms. We call upon the archangels. We call upon the masters and the teachers. We call upon the benevolent beings and the universal light entities of the highest and purest. Open our hearts, open our minds, and open our souls to clarity, to guidance, and to your healing grace. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. Shh. Oh, you've got a great team. And it tickles me. So I giggle. I know. It tickles me when they come in like that. Okay. All right. So we've got a whole array. Okay. So you obviously know that you are heavily starseeded from many different galactic entities, not just a singular, okay? And so the Arcturians have a very, very strong connection with you, as with the Palladians as well on the other side. You do definitely work alongside very closely with the Lemurians, and you have worked alongside with the Lemurians, not only in this lifetime, but the last two lifetimes as well. This means that you have a different resonancy of understanding that language, and you actually do a lot of nighttime travel where you're really popping up and into their spaces of energy. So that's all good. All right. I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and drop in right off the bat. First thing is, because actually Jamar is super excited about this. He's worked really hard on trying to connect us. So I want to go ahead, my elder Lemurian, and I want to go ahead and take a minute and allow him to come in and introduce himself to you. I think you're going to definitely feel a familiarity about his energy. So let me just go ahead and do that. One moment, please.
Jamar here. Good day, young one. Ah, it is an auspicious day. It is a day where there have been many such transitions and alignments that have taken place to guide you, my dear one, and the one before you into this interactive opportunity. But this child is truly about you. This is a time in your life where you have felt and you have known that precipice of intensity, that heart pounding of unity, of a need to know, and also the expansiveness that is naturally unfolding within the heart of yours as well. You seek to the outside, and we find this joyful as you continue to be such a worthy explorer out into the stars and looking out beyond. But I am coming before you to encourage you more so to seek within, because we will travel you throughout so that you too can have that deeper understanding and that wisdom of resonance. Now, there are many such events that are taking place upon this calendar year. And the calendar year of which I am referencing is that of the dragon energies. Dragon energies are essential, not only to my people and to your people, but within the realms of all energies. When you work succinctly and naturally within that ebb and flow of that harmonization and within that natural patterning, then you will recognize patterns that are moving through and opening, awakening, and unlocking greater capacities for each of you to be able to have access to. Only those who truly have done the work and are elevated into that next realm of awareness and consciousness have the ability and the capability to hold that frequency, that light essence resonance that allows for you to envelop within, which will open that resonance and allow you to be able to accelerate as you're being guided to. Now you, my son, have always had that great fascination with the stars. It is because you have always recognized the home of them, how it is guiding you
how it is feeding you, and how you feel that home comfort as well. Now, I am known to be, in your terms and years, 25,000 years. And through my lifetime, which has been relevant with many of your lifetimes, we've had interactions. We've had the ability of having communications, not necessarily just with me myself, but with the population of Lemurians. You spent time deep in the Baltic with that Lemurian population, and you feel that resonance now as it is tingling through your body, confirming the truth of what I speak to you, so that you can understand as well. There are many different locations that are beyond just Mount Shasta. But yes, this is more so the community where I find myself residing. Now, our Lemurian population, we reside more so between the seventh and the ninth dimensions. There really is no need for food, but we choose to go ahead and incorporate into a physical format to make it easier for each of you to be able to build the relationships with us and to understand our thoughts, to understand our energetic frequency of goodwill towards man and your own evolution and the growth within you as well. Mount Shasta is a profound location because it is known as a galactic station. And there are many different types of ships and colonizations who will frequent on a regular basis. Most often, it is highly unusual for them to be seen by many, but it is possible to be seen by each and every one, depending upon what your vibration is and how elevated your consciousness is. It is not that it is a secret. It is of a different frequency and a vibration for you to be able to understand and to work alongside and to resonate with. Now, I want to allow you the opportunity, young one, to be able to ask me a question. It is not very often that I do allow such a thing, but you, my dear, have most definitely put your time and energy into your life mission purpose, and I want to allow you the opportunity to ask so that I may give you direct guidance.
What might be my role on Earth? I assume that I've come for a specific reason, and how does Dr. Judy and myself connect? Is there a group of people, and I guess, is my soul guides part of this? And if so, how?
First of all, that was a three-part question. Your soul guides, of course, are working alongside of you. Your role is of bringing in the awareness, connecting individuals of like mind and energy, and helping to allow that information to resonate out into all lands thereof. The one before you, most definitely, is one who you will be working alongside, and you will be assisting her in helping her to be able to be found by many, such as who have already found you in the process. As for what your role is also, is you have been seated very specifically, and I'm going to speak specifically about three different types of star seed information that has been alchemized within your crystalline DNA. You have been moving through the processes of awareness, of awakening, and of moving into having access to. However, as you can feel within the center of your back. They have not all been made available, and you're feeling that pulling sensation as it is still blocked and locked. The one before you can assist you in that unlocking process and allow you to have a greater access as you feel divinely guided within your pathway along the way. You are working very specifically with the Lemurians, and you are working with the Arcturians, and you are also working with the Pleiadians. I know that you hear in your mind, but Sirius. And it's not to say that you do not have access to information from Sirius, as you do, but that is not the primary role of integrating this information and allowing for that energy to be anchored here within the patterns of Earth, within the Northern Hemisphere. You know, as well as I do, when you travel to different places, you are experiencing physical changes within your body. And this is true, because once you physically go to where you have left those buried seeds and or where others have left those crystals, then it is alchemized with you when you physically arrive there. I'm not saying that psychic travel doesn't allow you to have the vibration and the exchange, but to have the complete integration, you must physically have that interaction and that exchange, so that you allow yourself to be able to culminate and to create that full foundation of awareness and access. Now, I am excited to be able to be working with you as well, son, but there are others who want to introduce themselves, so I need to take a moment and share this platform of exchange with you. I have the Arcturian Council stepping forth. One moment, please. Granold is a name of which you could reference Arcturian Council of Light. I know you recognize this resonance as well. You have traveled through time and space to our planet, and you have worked with the Council of Nine for the last 40 years. It was through what you would reference a near-death experience, where we intervened and made ourselves presently known in your life of an awareness. Not to change all, but having that influence within your life has changed all. You cannot unknow once you know. And now you have a greater understanding of self. You came into this earth carrying dormant information that was going to be most relevant after the year 2000. Now you are moving into the 2024, the year of the dragon, and the energies within this time are exceptional. You have the what you call leap year day, the extra date, and you are moving into a full solar eclipse, which will be felt and seen by your countries. It is not that you have to do anything exceptional
It is that you have to be aware and be open to the exceptional that is going to take place within your awareness and your access, the capability, and yes, child, that expansiveness through thee. The Arcturians work very closely with a blue light energy. The one before you works very closely with this blue light energy as well. It is about drawing the energy from the external and allowing it to move through your internal to be released back again in a different capacity as an igniter, as an inspirer, as a transmutative process that is taking place. You find yourself oftentimes seeing the blue lightning in your meditative practices. As we are traveling with you through those meditative practices to show you, whether you are conscious or not truly is not relevant. Because you have chosen to be a willing participant, and we are honored to be working alongside of you as well. We all know and understand the free will of a human is the most sacred gift of all for you to willingly offer your heart, your mind, your body, your actions, your reactions, and yes, to hold that resonance and that frequency of love and harmony that we are emitting through the heart of you. It is with great joy and gratitude that you have chosen to work alongside of us. I too shall allow you to ask a question. Is there one that you would like to know an answer to?
Question that is asked of me a long time. Is this the process that we have to go through? People would ask, why does the intelligence not make itself known to mankind? Is it necessary for us to go through the river of forgetfulness and then pick up things through meditation? And I understand we make the choice. The question is, why are the intelligences staying in the background and not being open the way a lot of people would expect and demand?
The free will is essential for each and every human to decide. And the intelligence is kept in what you call the background because of the complexity of the human mind. If it truly was aware of its total capacity, it is very rare that one would choose to actually step into that responsibility that is ahead of time for it. It is imperative that we work within the functionality of human bodies because this allows for that blending and that harmonization within different intergalactic beings to come together as one solid new energy that can be anchored into existence here on Earth and through that partnership with you. The forgetfulness is essential as well, so that you can seek and learn, you can feel and grow. You learn through many different experiences to have a greater understanding of self. We too have the opportunity to learn through your experiences, as since there is a close-knit connection, then we're able to follow that rhythmic flow of energy and guidance of your life pattern, where then we can see new ways of supporting you in a higher functionality and how you can support those around you as well. Does that make sense to you, son?
Yes. May I ask what role DNA plays in the process of gathering information? Is it the mind?
The DNA is essential in that where you find yourself is it has to be seeded within the DNA structure. So it is crystallized and it is put within that format of a human functional body in order to allow that to come into play.
Are you encouraged the way the world is going? Will we make it, or is this a process of just identifying that everything is divine? Because a lot of people would think that things are going very badly. What would you say to that?
In order for things to go into a new patterning, there has to be an unraveling. And one cannot be unraveled without allowing for the chaos to take place.
I understand.
Therefore, people are all concerned that it is a terrible thing. It is not a terrible thing. It is a different functionality than what was, but there has to be a new way of patterning that is created. And therefore, it is essential to be able to look at all the different tools and the options that you have available. And that will allow you to be able to create, not necessarily you personally, but the overall new to be able to come into a functionality. You understand?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I think this shall be good for this day. Many blessings. It was an honor to speak with you this day. Many blessings.
Namaste.
I'm going to bring myself back. So one moment, please.
Fascinating.
So I have very little recollection about what I say while I'm there. They tell me, frankly, it's none of my business. So, and it isn't, it just is, you know, it's what it's supposed to be. So, okay. So you spoke with, Jamar. Oh, in the Arcturian Council. Ah,
yeah.
Ah, okay. And I look off to the side and say, but no, I feel like it was good. I feel like it was good information for you along the way and where you are. I feel like you are absolutely on your pathway. You are supposed to be a spokesman. You are supposed to be, I see you almost as the in the middle of the hub, pulling in all of the different people and the parts and creating this this wheel of information is what's so important about that. I will go ahead and, because they're talking about the trans channeling, the amount of different trans channels that are coming online is exceptional. Now, I started trans channeling back in 2013, so it's been a while for me. Where, you know, some people have been transing their whole lives, and others are just waking up and really coming into that. The other thing that's important that I need to go ahead and tell you is that in order, when you are in the trance world, you're working with your gatekeeper, and your gatekeeper keeps you protected and guarded and guided along the way. My gatekeeper, his name is Baylot. I'm shocked he didn't come and introduce himself, because he's Mr. Personality. He's Bob Barker on steroids.
Wow.
And So anyway, he's hilarious. But, you know, and I think every single person has a gatekeeper. They're just kept dormant until they move into a level of consciousness in order to be able to work with that energy as well.
Would that be like a spirit guide, or like what would be the difference between a spirit guide and a gatekeeper?
They're different roles. So a gatekeeper's role is to make sure that I am. So what I do when I trans-channel is I step aside, okay? Yeah, and I allow that to come through me. But he keeps track of who's coming through. When I first started trancing, I just said, okay, I'm here. I'm trancing. Go ahead. Da, da, da. And all I could think of him was like with the tennis balls going all this direction and all over the place and wherever we were. And because they need to manage how many are coming through at the same time, one at a time. And I choose to do one at a time. So I think that's why the council came through as a single speaking, because I choose to keep it at one at a time. And I choose not to go ahead and do people either. I don't want trans people. They're still evolving in their afterlife. I choose to stay in that higher beloved energy forces and fields along the way. But when you get to a place where you're really moving into that, and I do help people tap in so that they can get to know who their gatekeeper is, working with the gatekeeper. I help do, you know, trance education for individuals. And I do a lot of light worker activation. So I work with light workers on a regular basis, bringing them to that next place, opening them up. And I usually speak in light language of wherever they're from and whatever that is, so that it helps them to be able to harmonize and to move into that higher level of awareness and information.
So you can speak light language as well?
Yes.
Wow. I've done a couple of interviews with a group of them. I mean, that's another thing that fascinated me, because I'd never seen it until one experiencer, they showed me a video and I went, what? I've never seen this before. I was like, wow. And then
Hold on. I'll bring in your Arcturian.
Gonsa varanteneni kasananta la taranta o shotunda marantenti kasatatinti o kotu.
Oh, wow. I love that. It's such energy. I just love it. That and the automatic writing. I follow the automatic writing people. And I call it, like, the book I'm doing right now is called The Super Bowl. And I say to people, if you realized these kind of things that are going on and the talents people have and the ability that you have, you realize you are playing in the Super Bowl game. You don't need the ticket. You don't need to watch on TV. You're in the game. You're playing on the field. What more could you ask for in life than this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
We'll get into all that in the interview. I'll you know, I'm sure you've got a lot of things, because you bring up things that, that I've studied for many years, and just absolutely fascinates me that, you know, and I guess that's part of my role, is to try to get the people to realize that it's not just one person doing this. There's a whole series of people doing this, and the veil is thinning, I guess. And these people are coming through, and I guess we're all in a role where we're playing our roles at this point in time, and have agreed to do it. And everything's perfect. As a lot of people I had a whole interview with the person with a near-death experience, one doing psychedelics, one in a float tank, and they all had this thing, or a shared near-death experience, where they said, had this message, it came to us absolutely with certainty, I knew everything in the universe, and I was told everything is perfect, everything's exactly the way it's supposed to be. And that was like, wow, I was shocked when I heard that. And you realize that this stuff is there. And I think part of my role is to try to get people to realize that there's this stuff going on, which is very entertaining, but it also has this very deep message behind it, as to the fact you haven't got a clue what's going on here. I mean, it's like you think it's a physical world and it's all random, and it's like, no, it's not like that.
No. And we're creating it. We're creating it with our own vibration and our thoughts and our energy. And what do we want to be in? You know, what do you want? Let me tell you, I want to be up here. But the thing is, I do tons of shamanic work. And the shamanic work is so important, because that really grounds you. And it's a very different thing. When I do my spiritual work and my trance work, it's all down. When I do my shamanic work, it's out.
Wow.
It's a whole different energy. And I am everything out.
Wow.
Yeah. When I went to Peru this last fall, I went up to Asangate Mountain as part of my Carpe ceremony. And so as I was up there with the Paco and, you know, we just finished the ceremony and it was super profound. And, you know, and so I'm trying to tell them, you know, what the interpreter there, and I says, well, you know, I'm a trance channel. And they didn't understand what that was. So I just went ahead and dropped into trance and I trance channeled Asangate Mountain. And at the end of it there, you know, I'm crying because this was so profound. This was such a powerful transmission that came from this mountain. This is the most powerful mountain in Peru. This is the most sacred mountain in Peru. And when I got done, you know, they're like thanking me for it. I'm crying. And then all of a sudden we hear this large rumble and the avalanche let loose from the mountain. The mountain responded. And I've got so many of these stories. And it's like, oh my God, it's crazy, wild, wonderful, whatever. So anyway, that's
it. Oh, it's gonna be fascinating. and I assume you have an origin story of near death experience or whatever, where you open up that. I find a lot of those stories very interesting. How people get sort of awakened or whatever it is, and people see these.
It wasn't a near-death experience. For me, it was, I've always been a person of faith. And I was about 30. I was living in Connecticut. My father was diagnosed with cancer and given 3 months to live. And I sat straight up in bed and very clearly heard, you've got to go to Florida to do a healing on your father. Wow. And that was the major thing that, not to say that I can look back now and I can say I've always been so sensitive. I've always known things. I always talked to the trees. I didn't know I did all of what I did. But that was the part that it was like, there you go.
It's the same sort of thing, like a trauma thing where people will describe
it. I
wrote a book called Contact Modalities, where I look at 70 different modalities of people that can get in the field and get material and stuff like that. And that was a main thing that I suddenly discovered at that point, was people would talk about childhood experiences and near-death experiences and trauma and divorces and all this sort of stuff, where suddenly it's like, you know, you people see it as bad things. And yet, and a lot of these people describe it as, that's when it all changed for me. Some one guy saw, you know, an engineer in at NASA, and his girl that he was fond of was on one of the space shuttles that blew up, and that was like a trigger for him. And that's the fascinating thing. And so I think I'm going to really enjoy interview with you, because you're going down the same route, and a lot of people that watch me will identify with what you're doing, because a lot of them are, you know, channelers and psychics and stuff like that. And it's a growing community, but I think it's an important role that we play.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, I start with a prayer and I end with a prayer, so I need to pull you back to at least close you up, okay?
Okay, good. Let's go. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, Great Spirit, thank you so much for the blessings of your beautiful, precious Son. Thank you so much for the incredible wisdom that was gifted here today, the interaction of community, but mostly the blessings of clarity and guidance. Allow him to go forth to integrate this energetic exchange for his highest, purest resonance and presence. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. Amen. All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Fascinating.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. So,
whereabouts are you?
I'm in Ormond Beach, Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. Okay.
So I'm in Florida, but I do travel in the summer. July, I travel up New York. This will be my third summer working in Lilydale, New York. There you go. So,
you may run into one of my assistants. She goes to Lilydale quite a bit. She's a channeler as well. And I'm familiar with that. We'll get maybe into that, what you do at Lilydale, and the programs you have and stuff like that, and I'm sure a lot of
Sure.
people.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of different things that I do. And like I said, I think I sent you a quick picture, a little mini bio, and then you've got stuff to work with. Send me the invite whenever and let me know when it's actually going to be aired so I can advertise it and link it back to folks as well. So
yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
All right. I will see you next Friday at 4 o'clock.
Beautiful. It was an honor to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. It was an honor to talk to you as well.
And to Jamar as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's this week's episode of the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. I'm your host, Grant Cameron, hoping that you will join me for upcoming episodes. Links to my YouTube interviews, books, and my Facebook sites are in the show notes. If you love the podcast or learn something valuable, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, or give a review on today's episode. If you would like a certain paranormal subject dealt with in the future, please let us know. Until next time, watch this space, and thank you so much for listening.